Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Boom, boom. Yes, indeed. We are back. The Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on RBNLive.com. John Klar and my caller, none other than Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, you asked the question. John, do you want to respond?
Yes, but I must say at the outset, it's a challenging question,
mm-hmm.
If only in how to respond. So, Ernie, if I'm long-winded, please forgive me. I understand your question. Are they concerned about it, or do they have a fear of repercussions as they take away Americans' right and our constitutional protections? And I do agree with everything you say, by the way, as far as the chaos that they are deliberately creating so that they can offer us order, which, of course, is fascist dominance in the under the guise of protecting us. But I think the answer is, first of all, if they already know that we are headed towards economic collapse and many intractable problems which they're corporate profiteering have actually made worse and prolonged, everything from Social Security to the environment to the outsourcing of jobs and the immigration problem, then they have to act boldly when they're on a sinking ship. If they wait for things to deteriorate and unravel in their normal course, then there probably would be some accountability. But if they act brashly and quickly and try to take the reins from us and send those of us who disagree to concentration camps, then that's their game plan. The other thing is that perhaps one acts boldly when one is deluded. Some of these people really believe that in this neocon garbage.
Yes, but in Virginia, we have a congressman, Congressman Goode, Virgil Goode, who is very alert to what's going on. And key to this chaos game and how he got started, in my view, and many, and I think others, is the NAFTA. This free trade concept that we had since 93, and when you look at NAFTA and its implementation in the U.S. and the correlation between increased drugs flowing into the country, increased illegal immigrants coming into the country, or many of our social ills tied to this free trade, the loss of manufacturing jobs. We have Congressman Goode, Walter Jones of North Carolina, and Gene Taylor of Mississippi that have introduced another bill calling for NAFTA, the NAFTA pullout. And there was another report this past Saturday on free trade and how it enslaves poor nations. I really feel that certain congressmen are standing up to this globalist agenda, and if they can. Unfortunately, we only have Lou Dobbs in the mainstream media who will cover these gentlemen. But you and your book and going on these talk shows will make a difference. But I still believe that we can turn the tide if people will rally behind, say, Congressman Ron Paul for his presidential candidacy. If we could unite against behind somebody who will stand for America, we can make a difference.
All right. Excellent. John, you can respond. We only have a minute or so before the break, but go right ahead. Thank you, Ernie.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ernie. And I agree that Lou Dobbs is a breath of fresh air in a media dominated by those who would lie to us forever. And Ron Paul is also a good example of an informed representative who also is being blackballed in the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. He is being marginalized and dismissed by those like George Will and others, and he's being denied a fair shot at even speaking to the American people. So unfortunately, but I would say this, I agree with you, complacency is our enemy. The more we inform people, the more we can start to take some action, which will force their hand and perhaps give us a chink in their armor and an opportunity to retake our country. I do think there are many, Rick Stanley has a group, the Revolutionary Coalition, mm-hmm. and others who are trying to galvanize people into a third-party movement. I fully support it. But I also am very skeptical that it will succeed because of how far along they have come in taking away our freedoms already. They've got the laws on the books to completely tyrannize us, and I think that's what they're going to do, and that's what I prepare for. However, I still hope for the best, and I try for the best. And
prepare for the worst.
That's it.
That's the key words right there. All right, we'll be back with more calls right up ahead as we continue on Uncensored Radio Free America with our guest, John Klar. And you can order his book at 877-421-7323. So all you have to do is call that number or go online, Amazon.com. All right, we shall be right back with him and your calls. Those of you on the line, we'll be right with you when we return. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, and we're back now with John Klar. We're talking about a number of issues here from a Christian perspective, and I'll interspace some news items along the way. One of them from the English language Pravda, U.S. jets violate Iran's airspace. That, of course, out just yesterday. And it says that two U.S. airplanes have violated Iran's airspace in the southwestern province of Khuzestan. Iran state television Sunday had quoted a local military commander as saying on its website the airplanes had trespassed Iranian airspace from the northwest of Abadan, Khuzestan province, and disappeared from its southwest, said Colonel Aquil commander of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps in Abadan. So, anyway, this is just one of many news stories that we are hearing daily about this provocation with Iran, the obvious provocation with Tony Blair and George Bush once again trying to orchestrate a major crisis here in the Middle East while pretending to be victims. So this is just one more example of what we're talking about and the times in which we live and the danger that this poses to the very so-called world community, which they claim, you know, that they are trying to avert. So again, once again, the good cop, bad cop, they create the problem and then say the solution is always more of the same, which is total nonsense, you know. All right, we will continue now, John, with more calls. And our next call is Jim in New York. Hello, Jim.
Well, hello there, gentlemen.
Yes.
Rick, I have to tell you, I wish, I love this program, and I wish that there were more shows like this available to more people. It's really sad that this is, let's put it this way. Your guest there, I'm sorry,
John.
I forgot you.
John Clark.
Thank you. John, you pointed out about the Internet before, and I think you said that politicians weren't necessarily afraid of the Internet, but I beg to differ with that. I think that this whole push for, as Reverend Pike has been on the show proclaiming and on other programs, about hate speech and all that, I think that... I think that the Internet and shortwave radio has been and is a threat to mainstream media's hold on the people. I mean, because really, if you, you know, when you speak to people and you have a view that does not reflect what mainstream media has dictated to a majority of people, you're looked at like a buffoon. I mean, this is the whole thing to me as far as the conspiracy, you know, crackpots and all that. If you don't buy into, say, the 9/11 Commission report, you're a crackpot. And this bothers me because we're in trouble. We are in really, really big trouble, and I'm afraid that the majority of people are content in this country to sit in front of their television sets and ignore it and not know, you know, they don't want to know, they don't want to hear, they're being fed lies on the nightly news, those people who are still watching it. But I do feel that that the Internet is a threat, and I think that we're going to see the day in our lifetimes where a lot of information on the Internet is squelched and censored, just like it is in China. What do you think about that?
Good question for John.
Well, if I do certainly believe the Internet is a great force, and that's why I use it, and that's why I say that the only antidote to the complacency that they would love us to wallow in is the Internet and the alternative media. It's the only hope that we have. What I might have suggested before, I don't know if I misspoke, was that I don't think that they're too afraid of that because the numbers at this point are not substantial enough. As you point out, the majority of people are still buying into the Fox News crap. Some of my own family members, much to my dismay. I think that shows like Rick knows that I very much support his show and others like it, and it's difficult to struggle in an environment that is commercially favoring mainstream media, I mean, including corporations owning those mainstream media. And so I just think it's wonderful that this show is doing so well, and I hope that it continues to expand its listenership. Right. I do think that the Internet is our hope and that we should all use it.
Okay.
So, I didn't mean to cut you off, sorry.
No. I'm sorry. Maybe I misunderstood sort of what you said. I understood it to mean like, well, you know, they're not all that worried. I think in a way you're right though that yes, there are not a lot of people maybe who are getting their news from the Internet. But it seems to me that more and more people are getting their news from the Internet, and this is a potential problem because, you know, the whole nightly news business. When the New York Times prints something in the morning, all the major news organizations run with it in the 6:30 hour, whatever, you know, the nightly newscast, the network newscast. And unfortunately, it seems that the people who will buy into this don't want to hear any other point of view. And look at the controversy surrounding 9/11, for example. You know, I mean, people just don't want to buy into any other story than what they've been fed on ABC or CBS or whoever. You know,
The polls do show, though, that nearly half of all Americans do believe that they have not been told the truth by the government about 9/11. So you see that is a cause of hope right there, my friend. And when you understand that most people do doubt the government's version, just as they doubt what we've been told about the Kennedy assassination and so forth, that's a sign of hope that people can understand, you see?
Yeah, I do see, and I hope that's the case, Rick. I mean, I've heard that, too, and I hope that's the case. The only thing is, you know, what can those of us do or say to people to point them in the right direction? I mean, do you have any suggestions as to how to get this information to a wider audience? Unfortunately, being on a few stations in the United States, and I love RBN, I wish they were in every metropolitan city.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're on the web, and that's great. Shortwave is not listened to anywhere near how it used to, and if you look at what's going on with radio right now with HD, it's going to prevent people from listening to anything other than what's in their local area, really. So, I mean, how do we get the word out?
Well, that's a very good question, and sometime maybe we should actually do a program, a whole program, on that very subject, and maybe we can have John come on the program and talk about that. But, you know, I know that we're doing the best that we can here, and the fact of the matter is, when you look at the broad picture, the powers that be that control the flow of information and disinformation are a very close group of people. They're a family, if you will, that control a handful of the media empire here in the United States, and that is a mighty strong chink. That's a mighty strong group of people that have feared, as you pointed out, the competition from the Internet. But at the same time, they are powerful. They have the billions, and we don't. We don't have the money. They do. They, they're a crafty bunch. And they do hold sway with most of the media. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. There are fewer newspapers now, fewer independent media conglomerations. And without the Internet, without RBN and similar alternative media, there would literally be no information that would be getting out. So all we can do is just continue to do what we are doing and hope for the worst. I hope for the best, prepare for the worst. All right. Thank you very much for your call. And do call again, Jim. Well, that's my view on it, John. And I don't know if you have a different view, but, I mean, let's face it, reality does hit home. Without the money, it's like politics, for instance. You wanted to run for Senate today. You know and I know if you wanted to be a successful candidate, even in a small state like Rhode Island, you know it would take millions of dollars to be able to mount a fairly successful competitive campaign, and there's no guarantee you would win it anyway.
Well, that's part of the problem, the way our system has devolved,
Mm-hmm.
But I would agree with everything you say, Rick. I would also point out, though, that the government is very aware of what's going on the Internet. They have hundreds of people employed full-time to 24 hours a day gauge the content of the Internet. They are preparing and furthering legislation to have more and more control over the Internet. And when push comes to shove and the Internet becomes too powerful a force for the American people to find truth, then when they're ready to act, they'll shut it down. And what we hope to do, of course, is to force their hand, to take control of the media back so that Americans have some alternative to the soundbite news as entertainment crap that we get on all these. You can get cable television, get 100 channels, and you can't get any news. And so the Internet is our hope, but it also is something that I think the government is very much targeting and would like to shut down because they don't want us to have those alternatives. I would share this with you about the Ed Brown situation. When we got involved with Ed Brown, we were there the day that, and the first day we met him, when the jury verdict was released. The mainstream media was there, and they really were painting him as an extremist or a Fruit Loop, and they were taking many of his comments out of context for their 20-second blurbs. Now, we went and we videotaped a lot of the media videotaping him, in fact, which was an interesting context. So when we put up our half-hour video that really, I think, more captured some of what Ed was really saying, it took off on the Internet immediately. Now, the mainstream media immediately dropped the story. So for about 3 or 4 days, they were making a circus out of Ed Brown. As soon as he had credibility, and through the alternative media, through the Internet and the Google video, mm-hmm. people started to see him humanized. Mm-hmm. They let go of the story. So the power of the Internet is right there, and the aversion to Internet power in the mainstream media is also demonstrated there.
It's demonstrated how controlled it is. Yes, indeed. All right. We shall return with our callers. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America with my guest, John Klar. We'll be right back.
How are you preparing ahead for the events
in
the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Yes, we are back now with John Klar, and John Klar, of course, has written this book on the Bush administration we've been talking about and the danger of cloaking it with Christianity. Because, of course, when the time comes, you see, to destroy the Bush administration and replace it with a new regime, of course, they can also take a nice swipe at Christianity. That's the whole idea. This is what Christianity is all about, huh? Well, we don't need Christianity anymore. Look at those Christians, how phony they are. And they certainly are, John, as you know. Many of these so-called Christian leaders, you alluded to one there, John Hagee, are indeed the greatest threat from within the church that I have ever seen in my lifetime. Make no mistake about that. They are false prophets, false teachers, wolves in sheep's clothing, who by their fruits ye shall know them. All right, let's take some more calls. Are you ready, John?
Sure. And I don't think we have any true Christian leaders in this country today. I don't mean to disparage all of them at once, but Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, they're all on the Bush wagon, not the Christ wagon.
Yes, indeed. Let's take Charles in Texas. Hello, Charles. You're on with John Clark and Rick Adams. Very well, sir.
Hi. Well, I've got a question for you all. This has got to do with the definition of war. Mm-hmm. We all grew up with a John Wayne aspect, there are some of us, with the John Wayne aspect of war, where if the bullet's being shot at you, then we're at war. And what I have kind of been thinking through, and I'll tell you why, is that whenever they're shooting at us in war, there's a reason. It's not just to knock us over and bury us in a hole. It's to get what we've got. That's why they shoot at us. They want what we have. And so today, with our government being there constantly trying to figure out new laws, we have all the laws we need to enforce, like the borders. There was a project called Operation Protect America, and it was very effective in the fact that it actually rattled its sabers as opposed to the Minuteman Project and required a response from the government with a deadline. It worked because the sabers were being rattled. And I'm fearing that even though we're going to have a multifaceted front, we've lost our recourse. We don't have the recourse, and I think John has alluded to that, because we can't elect anymore. We've got 8 years, or almost 8 years, of a non-elected president. We have no court system that can support the truth. We have a failed Congress. We have a failed Senate. So our recourses are gone, and that leaves us only one that's still in our closet. And my question is, how can we make this a multifaceted front and still let them know that there's sabers and muskets in our closet? They really do need to know that, because I don't think they're going to respond any other way. With Operation Protect America, we told them we'd go to the border and there wouldn't be a mole cross it and live through it. Mm-hmm. And so that's when Janet Reno and Newt Gingrich went to a small town in California where the leader was, and said, oh, okay, we're going to give you some support, but we didn't tell them how much, and so we failed. And so it's almost like you have to have an attorney when you do make a threat.
Well, John is an attorney, so he can answer that better than I can.
Oh, sure, pass that one on me. Well, Charles, I think, you know, the very nature of your question kind of demonstrates just how far our system of government has deteriorated. You're correct that whether or not Bush was legitimately elected, which is pretty hard to say he was in either election, what a lot of people are unaware of is that he has the power under the current laws to stay in power beyond 2008 in the event that he declares a national emergency and imposes martial law, which he gets to decide when that is and what that is.
That's what he said about the Iraq War. Yes, I get to decide.
Well, and since then, Congress has basically given him that power in a number of acts, often buried in large spending bills for the war, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Bush or Hillary, the executive branch of our government has grown too strong, and that has rendered both the judiciary and the Congress pretty much eunuchs. They are there for show. The friend in the closet that you refer to, Charles, the only question is, do we really have the numbers? When we're acknowledging that the majority of Americans are not listening to programming like this, they're listening to American Idol or the show 24, which is preparing them and brainwashing them to give up all their rights to a government that will protect them. That's something I don't know that we've talked about, Rick, but that show, Rush Limbaugh and many in the administration have actually met with the cast of that show, shame on Kiefer Sutherland, to vet the dialogue, to make sure that the government is portrayed in a favorable way, but really to soften us to the idea that we should abandon our constitutional rights. Americans are learning about their constitutional freedoms and why they should give them up by a Hollywood TV show rather than reading their Constitution and their history books. They're counting on our complacency, on our ignorance, and on our laziness. So how do we do that? Well, that's what we're trying to do right now, Charles. I think ultimately, though, I've just written another book. It's not out yet. I'm hoping it'll be accepted mm-hmm. by a publisher. It's called Living the American Doom.
Yeah.
And as cheerful as that is, there's actually a silver lining there. But what I think is happening is, it's no matter who the political forces were in power, even if we did elect Ron Paul, let's say we put him in power right now, could he fix the mess that they have put us in?
No, he couldn't.
I don't think.
And I think Ron would be the first to admit it. All right. Hey, thank you for your call, Charles. Good question. We'll be back with Joe, and we'll be back with Byron in Canada, and you. Stay tuned for more. 1-800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line-out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from...
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Man, yeah, hey, we're back. We're back now in the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America. And John Clark, you have managed to, as usual, tickle the fancy of many listeners. And you know, we have so many new callers, people that I've never heard before. You multiply that by the number of people that listen to us, and you know that that is a big number. Now, you say it's still a small number compared to the so-called mainstream media. That may be true, but remember, his church is small, too. It's a very tiny church, and yet incredible things can happen through the power of Almighty God.
Amen.
And in history, a minority has always changed the course of events. As you know, and again, you've written the book Christian Words on Christian Actions about George Bush and his desecration of Christianity here in America. Now it's a worldwide phenomenon, people across the world, particularly the Mohammedan world, looking at America, seeing what this so-called Christian leader represents and his deliberate choice of words. You know, when we went into Iraq and the war, so-called war on terror after 9/11, you remember that he used the term crusade, and it was deliberate. It was intentional. Everything George Bush does, though it may sound totally insane and crazy, is not by accident. Karl Rove made sure of that. And, of course, his speechwriters and those that control his speech and flow, of course, they know exactly what they're doing when they choose the language. So we must never lose sight of that. Let's move along to our next caller, Joe Church. Hello, Joe Church.
Hi, Rick Adams.
Yes, sir.
Hi, John Clough.
Good evening, sir.
John, there used to be in old times, in the time of Solomon, David's son, a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom, the house of Israel, the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes, and the southern kingdom, the 2 tribes of Judah.
Judah, yes.
And there was a dividing line in between the two of them that divided the north from the south. And at times when the father was mad and turned his back on his children, they actually warred against each other. And at times they had peace with each other. But they were to remain separate right up until the end of the age.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still separate to this day. They won't be joined again together till the last day of this age. Well, I'd like to talk about another dividing line. And it's known as the Mason-Dixon line. Have you ever heard of the Mason-Dixon line?
Yes.
That divided the northern kingdom also from the southern kingdom. Only it's blinded from many people's eyes. Many brothers from the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom warred against each other. And just recently, I drove a school bus full of children to an armory museum up in Springfield, Massachusetts. And while we were there, this is the armory where they made all the weapons for the Civil War. And we thought when we went in that this was for the North because it was a Springfield, Massachusetts that they were supplying the North.
Mm-hmm.
When some of the students questioned the officials there as to who these weapons were going to, he said that we supplied both sides with the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw gun barrels, rifles that were brought back to the armory, that the barrels were actually bent where the bullets came straight on into them and bent them either up or down or really twisted and mangled the barrel of the rifle. And it really hit home as to what was going on. And I remember one time the man giving the lecture, he said that the sergeants and the lieutenants were behind the troops. And because of the pride that they had, they didn't even have to force them to war against each other. They built up their pride so much that they actually fought. And here we saw men that went to church on Sunday on both sides. On Monday, they were in the battlefield killing each other from both sides.
Yes.
How the arms merchant, the Kenites, can get our people at each other's throats is amazing to me. And they've done it all the way through history. They're masters at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their ultimate goal is to destroy the children of Israel, the true children of Israel, and their legacy. And once again, we see another civil war going on in Iraq. And I say a civil war between true Israelites and true Ishmaelites. Both sons of Abraham, brother and stepbrother of the same father. The Ishmaelites would be stepbrothers to the Israelites. Slaughter, killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't know the little Kenites who operate in the shadows, destroying the sons of Abraham and their legacy, trying to cut it off. It's It's an amazing thing to me to watch this.
And it's been all the way through history, as you point out.
It's been all the way through history.
World War One and Two, the same thing. Slaughter, brother slaughtering brother for no logical reason, no rational reason, and at the hands of about 85 million killed just in two world wars alone. It defies the imagination. It just is absolutely incomprehensible. And yet, that's what they're doing today, the same routine. War is profitable. War is profitable, and it is an absolute, total, and complete joke, because it is a joke foisted upon the people, and it is something that, if most people understood the relationship between war and debt, they would understand that without the debt banking system, there would not be war. And that's why we had World War One right after the Federal Reserve was created, and World War Two. Wars are profitable. And these guys in Washington are the front men for the people that are really making the big bucks, Joe. They're raking in billions and billions off of war and human destruction. These are the real criminals. These are the real criminals. And that's my little interjection there.
Four verses, if I could, gentlemen.
Yes.
And then...
Okay, we'll move along. Yes.
Revelation 11:15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there was great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. You see, the kingdoms of this world, they'll all be assembled, and they're going to be taken away. See, the Father's allowing the kingdoms of the world to be assembled, and the Kenites are doing his dirty work. But he's going to take over the whole thing in one day. And he shall reign forever and ever.
Amen. That's our only hope.
And it's our only hope. And see, over in Daniel, you have to understand that these Kenites are trying the biggest trick of all at this time. They've changed their M.O., and what they're going to do is create a scenario in which there's tremendous turmoil throughout the world, and then... they're going to present their father as the savior of the world. Daniel chapter 11, verse 36. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper. There it is, right there, prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Till the indignation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. Two more verses. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of woman, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. But in his estate he shall honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and precious stones and pleasant things. Gentlemen, we're going to see the most wicked Santa Claus you've ever seen in your life in the very near future.
Mm-hmm. He's going to come bringing gifts, huh?
Yes.
False gifts. All right. I know what you mean. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks
for the verses of Scripture, too. Appreciate that. Do you have any comment, John, or would you like to just move along?
Well, no, if I could comment, just there is a spirit in everything Joe had to say that I would like to...
Yes.
Boil the syrup out of the sap, if I wouldn't just bring you to the bottom line, which is two things, really. One is, throughout the Old Testament, we see in Israel that when it turned away from God to its false idols, had to pay the price.
That's right.
Over and over again, and we're no different.
No.
And as a nation, I think we are the Babylon of Revelation, and that I love my country, but that is the reality, that we are turning away from God to ourselves, to our own understanding. But the other issue that the theme that Joe's scriptural citations reference, including the Civil War, is that we are all brothers. We are all children of God. Christians believe, I'm told, that we are all equal before God. We all sin. There is no sin greater than another. That we're, you know, in the Civil War, reminded of the movie of Gods and Generals, I think it was called. And what you saw is both sides.
Yeah, Gods and Generals, right? Yeah.
Yes, and both sides were inciting God on their side.
Mm-hmm.
And God loved the black slaves, and he loved the Southerners, and he loved the Northerners, and nobody had God on their side. In the end, as Christians, to have God on our side means to be bringing all to him. And that is not what we're doing in Iran or Iraq or in the Middle East right now. What we are doing is alienating people from Christ.
Right.
And particularly Iran, and this is very upsetting for me, and that's why without a faith in a higher power to save us, I'd be even more upset. Because Iran, the history of American Iran is that, as you know, Rick, in 1953 we overthrew the democratically elected leader of that country. Into that void came the Islamic extremism that thrived in the shadow of the Shah, a Shah that we armed and we didn't care how many Iranians that he killed. When in 1978 the Shah was overthrown and we were our embassy was taken because the Iranians were fearful that we would try to initiate another coup and restore him to power. Now, one of the first things that alternative media could do would be to express that 40-year-old plus secret to the American people, most of whom have no knowledge of what we did there. But to our brothers, as Christians, you know, we should be looking to Muslims as potential Christians. And then now, in 2001, Iran helped us in Afghanistan. They helped the fledgling government of Afghanistan financially. We promptly labeled them an axis of evil. Even then, they still tried to approach us and offered to dismantle their nuclear ambitions. Bush rebuffed them. He refused to do business with them. I would cite Newsweek, February 19th of this year, had a lengthy article about this. What this administration has done is helped fuel the flames of Muslim extremism. It is not Christian, and it is once again, yes, dividing brother against brother, because in the end, we all should be having respect for one another's humanity, and that is the opposite of what this government is doing, this administration, trying to paint, if not the majority, all of Islam as our enemies.
Exactly.
And this is a propaganda war that they're using to turn this into a religious battle, and in the end, war is the end game. War is the end game for Halliburton. They don't care who wins. Who did we support in the Iran-Iraq war for 8 years? We supported both sides. Some 2 million people were killed with U.S. armaments that we sold to both sides. So there is a pattern.
Absolutely,
being repeated.
Totally, without any question about it, the guilt is there, and this is the real war crime right here. The real war criminals have yet to stand trial, but they will. All right, let's go to Canada now. Byron, hello, you're on the program with John Clark.
Yes, how are you?
Hi, Byron.
Hi. I'm not going to be nearly as eloquent as most of your phone-in callers.
That doesn't matter. Just speak right up. Go right
well,
ahead.
Well, I'm going to say some things that you guys might not like.
Go ahead.
The first thing you brought up, you called the Muslims Mohammedisms or Mohammedism.
Who? Who's you?
You. Rick.
Me? I said the Mohammedan world, yes.
Yeah, and exactly. Because I've talked to Muslims and I've asked them about this, and they really don't know what that is when you say something like that. What are you saying? What do you mean when you call them the Mohammedan world?
Well, it's the Islamic world in essence. It's the Muslim world.
Well, I mean, so but why are you calling them Mohammedism? You act like, the way you say that you're saying that's their god, Muhammad.
Well, I'm using it as a point of reference. You can say Islamic, or if you want me to, I'll say Islamic. Whatever, okay?
Yeah. Well, no, I just wonder because I've heard that because it makes people that's not familiar with Islam to make them think, oh, they're worshiping the Prophet Muhammad.
All right.
Okay,
point well taken.
And all right. The other thing is, I just started listening to RBM probably about a month and a half, and I've been listening to different people's shows, and I was listening to Frosty earlier. And he started on a rant on the Muslims. And I was raised a Nazarene. I happen to be Lebanese, by the way. I'm a third-generation Lebanese. My family was Nazarenes, and I was raised a Nazarene. And I've drifted away from the church, mainly from what you guys are talking about. When I see a person that wants to confess to be a Christian, I want to see it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I don't want to see it just on Sunday. And unfortunately, in my own church, that's what was happening on Sunday. They'd get up, we'd give testimonies and everything else, and they were hallelujah at this. But during the week, to me, they were about as big a hypocrites as you could find. And I have drifted away, and I'm not. It's nothing to be proud of or anything. But Frosty. Whatever his name is,
Frosty
he got started. And his complaint was that there in Minnesota, the Muslims were praying 5 days a week, and there was an incident where some people was working in some store and they wouldn't handle bacon, pork. Well, as a Nazarene raised up, now, even though we do eat bacon and stuff like that, but it was also in the Bible where it says you're not supposed to eat to partake of anything of the cloven hoof.
Right.
I believe a pork is.
Yes.
And yet that was his big cry that they were praying five times a day and that they would refuse to handle pork. One of the things that I think about the Christian religion is some of the stuff that we were taught 40, 50 years ago. It seems like we've got to change now to get in with the times, the modern times, and we're getting away from the teaching of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of bothers me. I mean,
sure.
It was good enough 40 years ago or 50 years ago when I was a kid.
Yes.
It should still be the same today. And it seems like, you know, they're trying to get away from it. And the point what I'm trying to make is, you were talking about whether this program and your message is growing. I think there's a lot of hosts on this station that is driving away potential people that would be supporters.
Well, you know, I don't want to get into that. You don't want to get into that on the air because I don't know what's going on all the time on the air. But I will say this, that there is a diversity here that you have, hosts on the network that don't all have the same opinion on everything. And that is okay with me. I have no problem with that at all. All right, people disagree with what I say, I'm sure, and I might disagree with what they say, but basically we're in the same ballpark. That's the whole point, Byron. You know, we're not all alike. We're not carbon copies. We're not like the Rush Limbaughs and the neocon talk shows. You follow me?
Yeah.
And that you have to appreciate.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, what I will do from now on, if that upsets me, his message, I won't listen to him.
That's the simple solution.
Yeah.
You listen to what you like, and you don't listen to what you don't like.
I happen to like what you say, though.
Well, I appreciate that, Byron.
I appreciate that,
and you're welcome to call anytime. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. We'll have to just take a quick break here. We have Leslie. I think we'll probably be our last, if not one of our last calls for time. So we'll be back in just 3 minutes. John Klar will tell you again how you can read his book if you wish, and we'll do that when we return. Uncensored, Radio Free America.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, we're back, and we only have about 5 minutes, if that, left in the program. But John Clark's book, you can order the book if you want a hard copy of it. 877-421-7323 is the number. And also, they can go online to get it, I guess, John, right?
Yes, and actually, there's a limited edition of signed copies. There are still some copies available with a company called backoftheroom.com. That's www.backoftheroom.com. They're down in Texas, and they specialize in books for independent publishers and self-published books. So
all right, very good.
And that people might find interesting.
Excellent, excellent. And they can contact you personally by email?
Yes, they can. There's a link on my website, which I understand isn't working right now very well. I have to get that fixed. My website, my email address, though, is is JSK. J-S as in Sam, K, at King, K-I-N-G, Con, C-O-N, .com, KingCon.com.
Okay, let's take our final call. That's all we can squeeze in now. Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Thank you for taking my call. I want to thank you for your guest, and I want to thank you also for Reverend Pike. And and the reason why I bring this up is because I was listening to the several callers. The point of the matter is we're talking about 300 parasites here that are controlling millions of people. We need to expose these people, and the way you do a good disinfectant is sunshine. They're outnumbered, millions to one. So the question is that we have to bear responsibility, and don't rely on somebody else to do that you need to do for yourself. And when you look what Reverend Pike just did recently, he's taking on the hate crime legislation by himself, basically. It's a one-man show. And that should give people hope. And also, it should let the people know that they've got to bear responsibility, because what they're doing, if they continue to put their head in their sand, they're financing their own slavery. So, you know, the time is up, and they need to get involved, and they need to call Congress at 202-224-3121. And I just want you to know, our Congressman Virgil Good from Virginia, he's taking on NAFTA and the whole show.
Yep.
And the point being, there's a crack in the dam. They fear us, Rick.
That's
this
right.
This is in reverse.
And let them fear God, too, because their judgment day is coming.
Absolutely.
Amen.
We need to put some sunshine on these parasites once and for all.
Keep fighting. Thank you very much, Leslie. Good words. And John Clark, we're out of time, unfortunately. Could go on for another 2 hours, but we'll have you back, John.
Thank you. Amen, and God bless you, brother.
It's my pleasure. You too now. We'll be in touch. All right, that's it for another night, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow night, Lord willing, back again at 9 o'clock for another program. Rick Adams, good night.
You got hit?